Well, it was really quite difficult because we didn't know what was wrong. And because it seems that it could just be a memory problem, you tend to think, oh, it's nothing to really take any notice of. And then because dementia or Alzheimer's is so very, very difficult to diagnose, doctors are actually reluctant to say it's Alzheimer's. So when we eventually got the diagnosis, it was a huge relief because we knew what we were dealing with. And, of course, it gave us access to the drugs and to services.
Ken was talking there about things which are out of character. He said, you know, we all go up the stairs and think to ourselves, oh, can't remember what I've come up here for. Get back down the bottom again and think, oh, yeah, that was it. I went up there to get such and such. And off we trot again. But what was your husband doing when you really thought it's more than just a forgetfulness, this? It's actually something more serious. What sort of things was he doing?
Oh, well, that's very difficult to define. I mean, he never was particularly forgetful. I mean, he was never very good with remembering names, but he became extremely forgetful. He would not be able to do things that he'd always done. So, for instance, he couldn't if he was in the garden mowing the lawn, he'd forget how to mow the lawn, sort of forgetting how to do it, what are really everyday tasks. One day he'd forget how to mow the lawn, the next day it would be fine. And it was just a sort of accumulation of things that gradually got us more and more worried, and that's why we went to the doctor.
Did he recognise that as well? Did he come in and say, do you know, I've completely forgotten how you cut the grass?
Well, it was Alistair who drew attention to it himself, because he said to me he felt his memory was going and he didn't feel things were right. So he spotted it probably more than I did first of all, which is interesting.
And you say that the diagnosis almost came as a bit of a relief to say, actually, we've finally been told this is what it is and now we can start dealing with it.
Yes, it certainly did, because for a long time they just said, oh, it's memory problems. Well, when it's, oh, it's memory problems, everybody tends to think, oh, it's just you've lost your keys, whereas memory problems associated with Alzheimer's are considerably more than that, and we knew it was something more. And so I think we'd both begun to suspect that it was Alzheimer's or something. So when about a year or so afterwards, we got the actual diagnosis, it was a great relief. And as I say, we were then able to get the drugs and the services that we need to help us to enjoy what is really quite a good life.
And a lot of people that we've spoken to on Three Counties Breakfast, when we've discussed this topic in the past, exactly the same situation as you, Margaret, saying that once we got the diagnosis, life became a lot easier to handle. It was the waiting game and the not exactly knowing. What needs to be done, do you think, to speed up diagnosis more quickly?
Well, I think there needs to be much more awareness in the public domain. I mean, I think everyday people like ourselves need to know much more of what the symptoms are. And I think GPs need probably to have more awareness. And I think they need to be prepared to say it isn't memory problems, it could be Alzheimer's. Let's label it Alzheimer's. Let's label it for what it is sooner rather than later. And I don't think that GP training is... Not all GPs, I think, are fully aware of the signs.